Our next speaker is also talking about AI. It's Patrick Jim. Patrick is the office managing partner of Kilpatrick Townsend in their Seattle office. Without further ado, Patrick.
All right, it's good to be here in Austin, see some sun. Since we're in an academia setting, I decided that I have some pop-up quizzes. So I have some tokens, I have some chocolate from Seattle, different flavors. I have some questions. I would like you to engage into these questions. Answer, ask me questions, challenge me. I'll be talking today about IP considerations for Gen AI, mainly three areas: how to protect AI inventions. I'll briefly touch on that because tomorrow you have a presentation on that at 11:50. I'll be talking about inventorship in the AI space, and also I'll be talking about open source software and AI implications. So this is where the questions come up. How many patent applications do you think were filed in 2021? Remember, I have chocolate here. Bulk number, whoever is closest will get a bar. Seattle chocolate. David in the back. 5 million. Do we have another bid? 500? All right. 50,000. The answer is 646,000. So, Pike Place Espresso, Meltaway Mint, San Juan Sea Salt, or peanut butter? Yeah, peanut butter. All right, that's the first one.
We have three more questions, as you can tell here.
Okay, next question. How many were issued in 2021? San Juan Island, kissed by the whales and orcas in San Juan Island, that's salt, sea salt. Pike Place, espresso better than Starbucks, I promise you, and mint. How did you guess that one? All right, which flavor? No, mint, sea salt, and coffee. All right, I'll just say this here. And then, can't answer the next one. How many were on AI? And what I mean by AI is in the claims, AI was claimed, whether it's AI, predictive model, neural networks, machine learning, whatever, but this was in the claims. Not patent, but AI applications. Do not look up the answer. $60,000, okay, another guess? In the back? All right, 60,000 wins. The answer is 13,898. Coffee or sea salt? Sea salt, all right. So that's a math question now. It's not in the answer book there. What's the rate of 13,000 over 646? Who's good with math? It's about 2%. But if you think about it, out of all the innovation out there, 2% is really AI-centric. That's a big number. 2% of innovation out there, about 2% is specific to AI. So AI over the last few years had the highest annual growth rate of 38% year on a yearly basis. And then the expectation is this is going to go even grow at a larger rate in the next coming years. So in a previous presentation, we talked about ChatGPT, Gen AI. There was a definition of how you could define Gen AI. I'm not going to provide a definition, but I'm going to use an example of how powerful this tool is. So this is going to be a video by DeepMind. It shows AI-powered robots playing football. I do apologize. This presentation, this slide came from a presentation I gave in Sweden a couple of weeks ago. So football means something else over there. What I meant is soccer.